From NPR News in Washington, D.C., I'm Leanne Hansen with special coverage late last night. Saddam Hussein was captured in a raid by members of the 4th Infantry Division just outside his hometown of Tikrit. Earlier in the day, Major General Raymond Odierno, who is commander of the 4th Infantry Division, gave a press conference with some details of the raid. NPR's Eric Westerfeld listened to the press conference. He's in the studio with us now. Eric, what have you been able to learn?
Well, Commander Odierno essentially said the troops are elated that they've captured Saddam Hussein, but he reiterated, our work here still continues, that the mission to try to capture and kill former Saddam loyalists continues, although troops are certainly happy about the developments. And we're getting some details about how, they found Saddam. Obviously, they've been looking for him for nearly 7 months, and the 4th Infantry Division has really been leading that charge in trying to track down the fugitive Iraqi dictator. And General Odierno said, we may have been to this area before. They've looked in this farm area before. And he said maybe we've been there 20 to 30 times. And he believes that there might be 20 or 30 of these kind of whole hideouts Saddam has had around the Tikrit area and perhaps even around the country. He believes Saddam was moving every few hours, that there was some sort of unwrapped clothes and other utensils there that showed that maybe Saddam had only been there a relatively short period of time before U.S. Special Forces and 4th Infantry Division soldiers captured him. Also on the intelligence picture, he said that they'd been interrogating and getting information from a lot of mid-level operatives, realizing that the best way to find out where Saddam was to go to his bodyguards, go to some of the tribal officials and family members, even cousins who may have known him. He said, we were gathering and building intelligence on that, and then General Odierno said, finally, we got, the ultimate information from one of these individuals, and then they came up with the raid and the attack plan that happened last night.
Given the pictures that were shown on television, I'd like you to describe them for me. They showed an actual photograph of the hole in which he was hiding, and it was concrete enforced. I mean, it seemed like something that had specifically been built as a place to hide.
Yeah, it looked like it had been carefully planned and built for the purposes of hiding out. It was a narrow kind of a hole that he would crawl down in, just enough he could lie down in, but it was very narrow. He was found with a pistol on him, and that's all. He did not fire a shot. He did not resist, and U.S. forces did not fire a shot. And this was a walled farm compound, and this is exactly where U.S. forces expected Saddam to be, in one of these, kind of tribal farm compounds in and around the Tikrit area.
But given the fact that, as you said, he had been moving around every few hours throughout the last 8 months, there seemed to have been quite a few instances of getting close but not being able to actually get close enough.
That's right. Earlier this summer, there was a sense after they captured some mid-level Iraqi Fedayeen operatives that maybe they were closing in on Saddam Hussein, and there was a buzz this July and August that maybe they were closing in, and they continued to search for Saddam, but clearly it was only when they got what they call this actionable intelligence from some of his tribal and family members that they were able to pounce. But they do believe that they were on his trail and, maybe narrowly missed him several times in the past.
And it is the indication confirmed for me, if you will, from Major Odierno, that it was just U.S. forces involved in this raid.
That's correct. He said there were no Iraqi forces, there were no Kurdish forces involved, there were no other coalition forces. It was U.S. Special Operations and 4th Infantry Division soldiers.
Any expression of surprise that Saddam Hussein offered no resistance?
I think some were surprised. They thought he might put up resistance. He might have some loyalist Fedayeen militia around him, that there might be booby traps, that, there's a certain pride in the Arab culture of, going out defending yourself and putting up a good fight. I mean, Uday and Qusay, at least some people in Iraq who didn't like Uday and Qusay, his sons who were killed this summer, at least said, look, they went out fighting. They went out with honor and dignity. There's a sense that Saddam Hussein, just looking bewildered and bedraggled in his, long beard and looking disheveled, kind of went out with a whimper and, some military official said he showed his cowardice. He didn't put up a fight.
And there's no indication that forces are going to be reconfigured, that this really changes the situation for American forces on the ground at this point.
No, at this point it doesn't change their mission at all, or really the configuration. They're going to continue to try to track down former regime members. And there's actually an expectation that, the attacks on U.S. forces could go up in the near term as a kind of a last gasp of some of the Fedayeen and at least the Saddam loyalists.
NPR's Eric Westerfeld. Eric, thank you so much.
You're welcome.